Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special. Makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout.
Keep it nuanced. That's all we've ever asked of you.
Until now, it's time to exit the echo chamber.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
I'm so excited, Beth.
Excited too. It's our little community project. I think it's going to be great.
It's going to be wonderful. So our mission statement is that we're not really trying to convert anybody with Exit the Echo Chamber. Exiting the Echo Chamber is all about you and not so much about other people because we are the only ones we can control.
It's also not about necessarily changing your mind on anything. Like if you exit the Echo Chamber and feel enriched in your positions, but not different, that's okay too. Like the goal isn't change or rightness on anyone's part.
Right. So let's walk through the days really quickly. Does that sound good, Beth?
That's great.
Okay. So today, Friday, we're going to post a Pantsuit Politics selfie. So our thought process, and we'll be posting our own selfies immediately, is you just hold a piece of paper. You write down why you're exiting the echo chamber, take a picture, hashtag it exit the echo chamber, and post it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want, our Facebook page, your own Facebook page, doesn't matter. We just want to, let's see each other, let's think about ourselves and why we're doing this and sort of get in a good spot to start.
There's nothing that makes me more excited than the idea of seeing everybody.
Me
like
too.
I cannot wait so to put faces and names together.
So that's today, Friday. Why don't you talk about Saturday, Beth?
So Saturday, we are going to challenge you to check out some news sources that do not reinforce your own opinion about things. And we'll post on our blog some suggestions. So if you are a podcast listener and you typically listen to more left-leaning podcasts, we're going to suggest that you check out a right-leaning podcast. If you tend to watch MSNBC, we're going to suggest that you try Fox News for the day. So we're going to say in three contexts, read something, watch something, consume some kind of information that comes from a source that you would usually not
go I'm going to have to not read Vox that day is what you're telling me.
That's okay. What I'm telling
I'm
you.
I'm up for this. Yes. I'm up for it. I can do that.
I know you can. If Sarah cannot read Vox for the day, we can all
this is what
this
I'm
challenge.
Saying to you people. Let me be your inspiration. The wind beneath your wings, as it will.
Well, and let me say that I get all my television cable news from MSNBC for this very reason. Like I feel that my perspective is better informed by watching people with whom I'm not going to agree constantly. So this is an important part of my life, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I do.
So on Sunday, we are hoping that you will have an in-real-life conversation with someone who voted differently than you in the presidential election. So that can mean they voted third party. That can mean that they voted for someone you voted Trump, they voted Clinton. I mean, just don't feel limited by Clinton, Trump. It can be third party situation. And again, we'd really like it to be in real life. I just had an in real life conversation that I will talk about on a later episode with someone who I've disagreed vehemently with on Facebook. And it was so incredibly positive. So that's what I want for you guys. So Sunday, think about who you could have an in real life conversation with.
On Monday, and you don't have to be taking notes. You're going to see lots on our social media. We'll do an email and also blog posts each day to give you some tips and suggestions as you go through this process. But on Monday, we would like everyone to have some kind of written exchange with someone with whom you disagree. And we think this is important because so much of our political dialogue happens on social media right now. So the ability to just send an email to someone that you've had disagreement with in the past about a certain issue, or even have a social media thread with someone. But we want the spirit of that to be, again, about learning things, not trying to convince.
Well, and when you have to write a letter or an email, it's not reactionary, right? You're having to sit there, like, what do I really want to say to this person? As opposed to it constantly be reactive, reactive, reactive. We're hoping for a little proactive. So, and where you have to think carefully about what you want to say before you send it out there in the world. Exactly. And then, so this would be Tuesday. On Tuesday, we know how to do this on Pantsuit Politics. We're going to compliment the other side. And as you do all these things, if you want to send us an email saying how it went, if you want to share on our Facebook page, on your own Facebook page, whatever, however you choose to share it with us, just let us know if it's going to remain private, and then otherwise hashtag exit the echo chamber. And that way we can all follow along and see the experiences people were having. We'll share as many as we possibly can.
On Wednesday, we're going to ask you to do something that you might not be familiar with, empathy mapping. This is a tool that's used in the corporate context to get a better understanding of your customer. And we think it's a really neat way to also get a better understanding of people who disagree with you. So you could approach this generally, just kind of writing down, here's what I understand about what informs a liberal perspective if I'm a conservative, or vice versa. Or you might take it very specifically. You know, I am in favor of free trade. Here is my understanding of someone who opposes free trade, right? And again, we'll provide examples on.
Yeah, there's
the
a really cool exercise where you think, what does this person see? What does this person feel? And it really forces you into standing in another person's shoes as much as you can. And we hope that that will be a good, as you pushed yourself throughout the week, you can really have better tools to see from another person's perspective. And then the last day, which is Thanksgiving on Thursday, so appropriate, we'd like you to take some action. And we're going to have a long list of ideas. So it could be as simple as maybe reaching out to someone at your Thanksgiving celebration. It can be as complex as signing up to learn more about running for local elections. So we're going to have a lot of choices and ideas, and a follow-up actually with Local Elections 101, the woman who founded that, on our next Friday's episode, so that we can take all these great experiences and channel it somewhere positive. Send a letter to your legislator, look into running yourself. We'll have lots and lots of options.
So for us, this is really about intellectual curiosity and emotional curiosity. And you're probably going to have a range of reactions as you do this, and that's fine, right? I feel like it's been helpful to me lately to just notice what I'm reacting to and why. Someone sent me an article today from a very left-leaning news source that started off with all kinds of language that I found really inflammatory, and it helped me to just step back and say, oh, I'm reacting to this word. There can be value in this article, even though the author of it has used a word that I'm reacting to. And I think that the more precise you can be about what you're experiencing, the more substance you'll find throughout this.
So get ready, you guys. We're going to do this together. We're going to exit the echo chamber. And like we said before, please follow along on our Facebook pages, Twitter at Pantsuit Politic or Instagram at Pantsuit Politics. And we have a little graphic that includes the entire challenge that we'll share. So please share that. Get as many people as you can involved. Tell everyone you know it's time to exit the echo chamber and start the process of sort of leaving polarization behind, maybe a little reconciliation in this really intense time. And that's our goal. That's what we want for everybody. So before we sign off too, thank you to Maria, Kate, and Kyla for supporting the show, and forever and always our all-star subscribers, Christine, Sydney, Nicolette, Paige, Audrey, Ashley, Tracy P, and Tracy C. The Tracys are showing up.
We're looking forward to hearing from you throughout the week. We're also going to have some primers coming your way, lots of good stuff on our blog. So just get in touch with us everywhere, you guys. And until next week, and definitely throughout your Exit the Echo Chamber challenge, keep it nuanced, y'all. Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I'm 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.